Hey guys, this is Afi Pittman, aka Author of Faith, and welcome to my 90 Days of Confessions to Change Your Life audiovisual series. Today's confession is I relate to my neighbors in a way that pleases God. So I remember listening to a sermon in church one day where the guest preacher was saying that the Lord is jealous to put that which knows him next to that which doesn't. So basically what he was saying is that for those of us who sit in church and we know hopefully we know the Lord. For those of us who sit in church, we come to church, we're serious about our walk with the Lord, and we come to know him personally, we are meant to then go out into our neighborhoods and our communities, our workplaces, and be this attractive person that attracts people who don't know the Lord so that we can point them to the Lord. So I believe that relating to your neighbors in a way that pleases the Lord means that you are a good neighbor. You're there as much as you can be for your neighbor, but ultimately you are living your life in a way that, you know, there's an opportunity for you to invite your neighbor to come to church with you or to share the gospel with your neighbor. And then your neighbor recognizes that there's something different about you. And, you know, you might not get them in the church, but they may remember somewhere down the line. You know, I remember so-and-so said that they went to this church. They may be at a breaking point and then they finally go. Right. But basically, if you are a believer, if you are living in a community where you know there is not a lot of believers, I believe that relating to your neighbors in a way that pleases God is to be, like the preacher said, that which knows him amongst those that do not. And it's not that you're better. You're not. The Lord just planted you there so that those who do not know him may come to know him. All right. So today's confession again is I relate to my neighbors in a way that pleases God. Don't forget to confess your way to success. And we will see you for tomorrow's confession.